Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Sievers moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sievers moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Minoso moves to third. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish bunts towards third. Johnson throws towards first. Seaburn fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seaburn. Minoso scores. Fox moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Gordon McKenzie pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKenzie for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunkel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunkel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kunkel. Landis moves to second. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Houser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 2 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Turk Lowne now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowne fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Posada moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Al Smith now playing right field. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.